Blog Talk Radio.
I told you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Card Nation. This is a thankful time of the year. We need to give our thanks. Welcome to the November 25th edition of Live with 55. I'm your host, Jeremy Wyman. First off, I want to wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. We know that over the next few days, some of you all may have went ahead and celebrated this previous weekend. There's families that do that. One side of my family does. And then, you know, the next few days, I know myself, I'm eating tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. It shouldn't be too bad, though, because it's probably going to be one of my only meals of the day each day, plus Black Friday shopping, plus full day of football and Cardinal Athletics on Saturday. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Should be a great weekend, though. Also, I want to give a special congratulations out to my little brother, Joey. He got engaged this past weekend in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Shout out. Congratulations to him. Here's hoping to have an episode of Live with 55 so good, I will go for it up 28 with 5 seconds left on the 1 yard line and punch it in for the score. Bobby Ball, baby. It's rivalry week. Let's go. If you want to call and talk rivalry, give me your rivalry moment. Call me 914-338-0180. That is the homesforsaleinlouisville.com.net. Hotline. I'm just kidding, this .net. Give me a call. Let me know. Over 10,000 downloads for Live with 55. I want to give myself a shout-out, though. Over 10,000 listens so far. Not been around that long. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. As I said, give us a call, 914-338-0180. Let's talk rivalry. The Live with 55 question of the night is, what is your favorite Louisville Kentucky football moment? Send them via Twitter to @Jeremy_CSD, and I will read them out on the air, and I will include them in the story after the show. My guy Brian Goodman is going to join me here in a few minutes to help co-host his show and break down some SUCK football and St. Louis basketball. If you can't call, shoot me a tweet. I got my Twitter up right in front of me right now. Speaking of Twitter, follow Team CSD on Twitter, @CardSportZone, @Steven Rummage, @JustinRick, and myself, @Jeremy_CSD. Also, get on Facebook, like us, make it Facebook official. Sometimes we sound like we're needy, and we do. We need you to like us. We appreciate it. We love you guys. You can hear more about the Cardinal Sports Zone on the Cardinal Sports Zone show Saturday mornings on ESPN 93.9 DeVille. That's on your FM dial. The Cardinal Sports Zone comes to you this Saturday from 9 to 10 on the last game of the regular season, last weekend of the regular season. Again, you can catch the Cardinal Sports Zone with your host, Steve Rummage, on ESPN 93.9 FM, DeVille. You can also check it out on your TuneIn or iHeart app. Justin's actually going to go to the game this Saturday, so he's going to miss his first Cardinal Sports Zone show of the year. We're trying to get Perrin Johnson to come in, talk to him earlier. He said he was going to make the effort to come in. 9 o'clock's early for Perrin. Perrin don't like early, especially when he stays up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So we'll try to get him in here. He loves me like a brother from another mother, so I'm sure he'll come in even if it's like 5 minutes after, which is Perrin time. That's PT. That's what I call it. Let's move on. This week's three-point shout-out, which is brought to you by Doug Budd at Red Edge Realty and Homes for Sale in Louisville.net, are @CardCasey, @MasterDrew, that's D-R-O-O, that's our guy, and @CardNation23. All really good followers of the site. They always retweet the stuff. We appreciate that stuff. Talking about appreciation, we had our latest Card Fam reunion this past Sunday at Griff. Awesome service as always. Awesome food as always. If you've never been to Griff, they're not paying me anything to say this. So, you know, I really mean it. Get to Griff. Shout out to the people that showed up. We had, just to name a few, we had at XC Maris, that's Marissa. We had at Elville Sean, that guy stalks everybody everywhere. At K Goral 74, at Coach Bourbon USA, at Beast 502 Mode, at Base Boy 124, and Beast Mode even brought his daughter, Little Beast, as we call her. And there were many more. Appreciate the crew for coming out. Next, I haven't decided yet. Next Wednesday night, Lava 55 comes to you at 7:30, but guess what? Also next Wednesday night at 7:15, the University of Louisville men's basketball team travel to East Lansing, Michigan to take on the Spartans of Michigan State, who are ranked in the top. I guess they're number two, number five, number something. I didn't look that up. There's always one thing every week that I forget to look up, and that's absolutely what I forgot to look up because it wasn't until next week. I digress. So do I go on beforehand? Do I go on after? Either way, it's such a short week. There's only four sports participating in activities this week, so it would be a short show. So we'll see. May go on. We may go on at 6:30 next Wednesday night. Stay tuned to my Twitter feed. We will keep you up to date and let you know. Without further ado, this is everybody's favorite part. Okay, thank you. Our guy Steve Rummage lets me know they are number three. Steve, thank you for calling in, man. Texting in too. Not calling in. You didn't call in. And you threw me off my game, so I hate you even more. So, yeah, they're number three in the country, Michigan State. Without further ado, this week in Cardinal Athletics, or as I like to call it, TWICA. All right. So, first off, some breaking news, and not bad breaking news. The volleyball. We're gonna start off. I've got other stuff on here, but we're gonna start off with volleyball. Just released about an hour ago, senior Katie George named the 2015 Atlantic Coast Conference Player of the Year and Setter of the Year. This girl is just unbelievable. Let me go over here to my stats for her. She had 59 assists in the last game. That's, I know it sounds like a lot because you're thinking basketball and oh my God, 59 assists. It's a different beast in volleyball because those girls normally average about 22 to 25. This girl averages, I'd have to go back into my stats, but I believe it's like 40-something per game. Just ridiculous. Katie George is the first Louisville player to win ACC Player of the Year and first conference MVP since Lola Arslanobekova in 2012. Easy for me to say. Molly Sauer was named the 2015 ACC Defensive Player of the Year and Freshman of the Year. Sauer is the first player in ACC volleyball history to earn both Defensive Player of the Year and Freshman Player of the Year in the same honors in the same year. Honors in the same year. I don't care. Coach Ann Cortez has been selected as the 2015 ACC Conference Coach of the Year. Coach Cortez, now named the Coach of the Year six times in her career, third time in five seasons with Louisville. So she's got six of them, one in the ACC, one in American, one in the Big East, and three in the A-10. In five seasons with Louisville, Ann Cortez is now 70-14 in conference play with one match to go this year. All ACC first team, Aaron Ferris and Katie George. Second team, Tess Clark and Janelle Jenkins. The All-ACC freshman team, Molly Sauer and Anaya Philo, outside hitter. That is from at UofL Volleyball's Twitter feed. The Cards, the 15th-ranked Cards, and I had something else to start off with, but this come down, and I'm going to go with this. The 15th-ranked Cards are 24-5 overall, 18-1 in conference. They started out real rocky with losses. I believe they had, I want to say, four out of their first eight games were losses. All losses are to ranked teams, or were ranked at the time. Volleyball finished off a 3-0 week this week by defeating Clemson 3-0, Georgia Tech 3-0, and Boston College 3-1 to clinch a share of the ACC title today. Led by Janelle Jenkins, 17 kills, 15 digs, and 5 blocks. Katie George added an ace, 2 blocks, 58 assists and 19 digs. The Cards face Syracuse Friday at 1 o'clock in their regular season finale. Keep tabs on them. They're football all season long, so support everybody. Like I said, we've only got four teams in action this week, so this week in Cardinal Athletics is going to go by pretty quickly. Men's basketball, they're 4-0 on the season. Surprise, surprise, they are not ranked. The Cards defeated North Florida 89-61 despite only being up by 2 points at the half. North Florida was as advertised in the first half. They knocked down the three every trip. Shot really well in the first half. They were just too much for North Florida in the second half. They were led by Damian Lees, 24 points, 7 boards, and 3 assists. Trey Lewis's 15 points, 4 rebounds, and Ray Spalding's 18 points and 12 rebounds. Shinanu Onowaku stuffed the stat sheets. He had 9 boards, 6 points, 5 assists, 5 steals to lead them to that 89-61 victory. They turned around on Tuesday and knocked off St. Francis of Brooklyn 85-41. The defense looked phenomenal last night, and it has so far this season, in my opinion. It looks to be clicking and on point. The Cards were led by Damian Lees, 21 points and 8 boards. Q added 10 points. Shinanu added 8 points, 12 rebounds. Ray Spalding had another decent night. He had 12 points. Trey Lewis he was the stat stuffer this game with 7 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. And D. Mitch added 11 points and 6 boards. The Cards face St. Louis Saturday night at 8, and then Michigan State next week at this moment, 7:15. Time. They'll be on during the show. As I said, we're talking about relocating the show for next week. At UofL football, 6-5 overall, 5-3 in conference. The Cards lost 45-34 on Saturday behind a 35-point second quarter from Pitt. Just fell apart in the last 10 minutes of that second quarter, or last 10 minutes, the last 5 minutes of that second quarter. I think we allowed 21 points, including that pick six. Came up strong with that last second, that last trip we had to score the touchdown pass from Lamar to Jamari Staples. I can't read my own writing. The Cards have Kentucky this Saturday at noon. We're going to talk a little bit more about the football game, the team later. Bolin went for 175 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson rushed for 50 yards and 1 touchdown. Jamari Staples, 9 catches, 194 yards, and 1 touchdown. The number 22nd ranked, here's the shocker from this week in Cardinal Athletics, at UofLWBB, that's their Twitter, number 22 ranked in the country, 0-2, only team in the top 25 to be winless. The women lost 71-69 to Western Kentucky this week. Not much to say about them. They looking to gel. I truly believe. I talked to my buddy Chris earlier, and we were talking about it's almost there. I truly believe by the end of the season, the Cards will be on fire. They start the Gulf Coast Showcase Friday versus Marist. The rest of the teams are off this week. So very short this week in Cardinal Athletics, but this has been This Week in Cardinal Athletics. All right, we're going to go to a short commercial break. And when we come back, longtime follower, longtime fan of the show and the site, Brian Goodman's going to call in, and we're going to bring him on, and we're going to talk basketball versus St. Louis, football versus Kentucky, lots of stats. We'll be right back with Live with 55.
Hey, everybody. Steve Rummage here, host of the Cardinal Sports Zone. If you need any flooring work done, call Jack Rainwater at Flooring Solutions by Rainwater, 502-640-1737. Jack guarantees a call back in 30 minutes and will give you a free estimate. Jack's even done work right here at U of L. If U of L trusts Jack to work on their floors, I trust Jack with mine. So give Jack Rainwater a call at Flooring Solutions by Rainwater, 502-640-1737, and let Jack take care of you.
Chris Collinsworth here. Your family's financial future doesn't have to be confusing. At Western and Southern, we translate all that financial jargon and give you practical solutions that fit your budget and help protect your family. Let us help. Talk to a Western and Southern financial translator today.
To talk to the Western Southern representative closest to you, contact Michael Puckett at 502-298-8762. Western Southern Life.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Hold up, Weezin boys, we are back. That was our only commercial break of the night. We're trying to get in and out. I'm trying to get to the gym later. Me and the host of the Cardinal Sports, he makes me say that every time. The host of the Cardinal Sports Zone show, Steve Rummage. We're going to go to the Y tonight. Get ready for tomorrow. Got some eating to do. Give us a call. Tell us your favorite Louisville-Kentucky rivalry moment. You can call us at 914-338-0180. I'm about to reveal mine in a second, but first I want to bring on the line. He is, like I said, a longtime follower of the site, very, very, very good supporter of the site, reads the stuff, interacts with us on social media. We appreciate him so much, and I know how much he likes to do stuff like this. So when I wanted to talk stats and I wanted to talk what we needed to do and breaking stuff down, I knew there was only one person that I could have on, and that's my guy, Brian Goodman. Brian, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, Jeremy? It's Kentucky week, man. I'm ready for it.
Man, so ready for it. You know, I'm the, and if you follow me on Twitter, at Jeremy_CSZ, you know, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really, I may do some off Twitter trash talk from time to time, but I'm not a big trash talker. That's what they do. Those guys love to talk trash. I like to see my results on the field and the court. And in basketball, that's not something I get to see a lot. In football, it's something that we've jumped back up and we've overcome the correct Thorpian era to be able to have some pride in the team. But, Brian, the Live 55 question of the night is, what is your favorite Louisville-Kentucky football moment? I'm going to go into mine real quick, and then I'm going to ask you yours. Well, actually, better yet, I'm going to go ahead and just play mine for those of you all out there in radio land.
Give to Solid. Solid, take a minute. Solid's at the 10. Cardinals win. Touchdown, Solid.
That is the infamous Stallings touchdown run. And to answer Beast Mode, who always loves to text me during the show, and I don't mind answering the questions because that's just what I do. Yes, Beast Mode, you've missed this week in Cardinal Athletics. It normally comes on every week at 7:35, and it just ended. Nothing new, nothing big. The funny thing about that, and a lot of people don't know this unless you see me say it on Twitter, you see Tony Stallings run through the end zone and tackle a guy onto the ground. That guy is former Louisville wide receiver Lavelle Boyd. I was actually on the phone with him at the time he got tackled. He was calling me to let me know he was in town because he had a bye week. He was just playing for the Vikings or the Dolphins, and they had a bye week. He was calling me to let me know he just landed, just got into town, and just walked onto the field for the football game. And then I hear, oh, crap, or some you know, variation of that, and I just hear the celebrate. Of course, I'm watching it on TV, so I'm asking him, I'm like, where are you at? And he's like, they're coming right for me. And then he gets tackled. He throws the phone down on the ground, and the rest is history. Brian, what's your favorite one?
I'm going to go back to 2006 with Trino's last game against Kentucky and the Michael Bush 49-yard touchdown run where he just leaves the entire Kentucky defense in the dust, essentially. Just, they had no answer for him that game. I just thought, you know, it was truly a dominating game, the last truly dominant game in this series, and it was just such a great moment. I think an honorable mention would have to be in Petrino's first year here, calling the timeout with, what was about 10 seconds left from the one, and running it in to go up 40.
Yeah, that's the one I was referencing in my, you know, I do a weekly Kentucky bash, and that's the one I was referencing in the Kentucky bash.
Yep. Lionel Gates to the left to punch it in there, and I mean that's classic Bobby Petrino right there. which in 2004 led to taking the knee at the 1 yard line.
Absolutely. Let's go to real quick, because I always forget to do this until later in the show. We're going to go through some of your guys, and we've got, and there's always a couple smart alecks in the bunch, and they're my friends, so I get it. At Crumbs Revenge, his favorite Louisville, Kentucky moment. Okay. Was Howard Schnellenberger threatening to kill John Calipari. I'll kill you, he yelled in the post game, to which he was told him that he's thinking of the wrong person. But I like it. If you told me that happened, I would be researching it and looking it up. You know, I would be looking that up, trying to check it out. At Master Drew, this one is top five. A picture was worth a thousand words. It's a picture of the guy in the Kentucky shirt holding up a sign saying, "We're going to lose big," with the L in the italicized Louisville logo. That was, we were up 21. We were ranked 13th in the country, up 21-0 in the second quarter. First and goal. That one was funny. At Wilkerson underscore 15, as Logan Wilkerson said, his favorite moment, which was Kyle Bolin from Lexington as the third string quarterback beating the hometown team that never even offered him a scholarship. That's a great moment. At Lucky LU777 says this one, and he was referring to the Tony Stallings run. A couple of Tony Stallings ones. At Card Nation 23, he said the same one. At Sean Wooten says that Holloman's clutch interception that tied the NCAA record and broke the Wildcats' heart from last year. That's a great one. At Villefan JB, picture of Mike Bush running away from all 11 Kentucky defenders. I think you alluded to that earlier.
That's 06 right there.
Yeah. At the legend, Ratman says, no bowling with bowling. He's referring to last year's game. At Being Gold, he's asking Master Drew if the guy's a Louisville fan. He said he hopes he's a Louisville fan with a Kentucky shirt, just joking on him. I don't know. I don't know the guy. At Fox Sports A Paul, I just thought I would give Kentucky what they want. Bobby P, 28-0. And then, of course, there's always one in the bunch. And this is mine and Steve's friend, Anthony Brown. His favorite, he's a Kentucky fan, and his favorite one is Stevie Got Loose. And that's, honestly, if you ask me what my worst Kentucky Louisville moment was, I would probably agree. I would say that one. Not my favorite by any stretch of the imagination. But and another, I say that, and then another one, Steve just brought this one up, Mike Bush breaking his leg in the Kentucky game. That was a very, very surreal, solemn moment as well. But that's let's go into that's all of the tweets that we got. Let's go into the stats though. Patrick Toles, 9 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Drew Barker, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. They combined for 2,400 yards. This is the first quarterback that UofL has faced this year that has more interceptions than touchdowns. That's a weird fact. It's a fun fact, but it's a true fact. Their running back, here's how they break down. Boone's got 818 yards and 5 touchdowns. Kemp, 541 yards and 6 touchdowns. Their top 3 receivers have a decent amount of yards. Jeff Badette, a.k.a. the punk from the beginning of the game, 430 yards, 2 touchdowns. He averages 39 yards a game. Yeah. Steve's texting me while I'm talking, and I'm agreeing with him. That's when I say yeah. Dorian Baker, 514 yards, 3 touchdowns, 46 yards per game. And Johnson, their leading receiver, Johnson, 653 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's averaging 59 yards a game. So, man, nothing like the receivers that Louisville's faced on a number of times this year, but a little bit more spread out. Their kicker has missed 5 kicks, 2 extra points, 3 field goals. The longest field goal they've kicked and made is 48 yards. As a team, Kentucky averages 169 yards passing, rushing, 210 yards passing. So they average a total of 379 yards of offense a game. The Cards averaged 394 a game. That's 145 rush and 253 yards passing. The number 20th ranked total defense of Louisville gives up 326 yards per game. That's 205 passing, 121 rushing. The 65th ranked Kentucky defense gives up 386 yards per game. That's 200 passing, 185 rushing. It sounds like both teams give up about what the other one averages. It's looking like, my opinion, I think both rushing games are going to have a big day Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the big X factor for Kentucky is Boom Williams. He is the one player that I think on Kentucky, if he's got his head on straight, you know, I don't know what he had going on earlier this season. I can't comment on it because I don't know. But, I mean, it seems like when he's playing well, their running game's going good. I mean, it's doing well. And, I mean, he drug a group of our defenders last year into the end zone. And I think he's a good player. I think he's probably the biggest threat. I don't know who's going to start for that quarterback for him, Tolles or Barker. I mean, neither of them really concern me. It's just Boone Williams. But I do agree with the way our defense has been playing. I think they can certainly run on us. But at the same time, Kentucky's can get gashed on the ground. EKU ran on them. I mean, mm-hmm. Eastern Kentucky ran on them. And I just think no matter who we start at quarterback, if Lamar starts, I think he'll hurt him with his legs. If Kyle starts, I think we'll get a good power run game. So I totally agree with you on that. It's going to come down to which passing game has the better day, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that's a no-brainer. I think the Louisville passing game has the better day. And going back real quick, Boom averages about 75 yards per game rushing, and Kemp averages 50. They've only scored 11 total touchdowns on the ground in 11 games. So with that being said, that's exactly one touchdown rushing per game between those two. So mark my words, those two guys will score three touchdowns on Saturday. But I think that's where all their points are going to come from Saturday. I don't see their quarterbacks being able to take advantage of our defensive backs. I think it's going to be an instance where they struggle against rushing quarterbacks. So that's why I think once we get to about midfield and put in Lamar, I think he's going to run all over them. But I do think we use. And I said this to Steve the other day. I said what we really need to do is use Kyle till we get to about the 50, and then just let Lamar run on him. And then I think actually what I said was let Kyle play till the 50, let Lamar play from the 50 to the 20, and then let Reggie come in because Reggie's been a pretty decent red zone quarterback this year. I think better than Lamar in my opinion as far as passing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Kyle about equal, but you know that's. The tell of the tape so far between these two teams. I did not prepare a prediction because I was so hyped with all this basketball stuff I wrote down that we'll talk about here in a second. But I'm going to say Louisville, which unfortunately I predicted the Pittsburgh loss last week, and I hate myself for doing that, and I'm not going to do that again. As far as I'm concerned, Louisville goes undefeated from this point going on in history. I think Steve's rubbing off on me a little bit. I'm going to go Louisville 38, Kentucky 21.
That seems reasonable.
That's where I'm going. I'm stamping. I'm not going to second guess myself. That's what I'm rolling with until Saturday.
Right,
when
yeah, I
think completely different prediction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I think Louisville is going to win as far as points. I mean, it could be a game like 28-17 or something like that. Like, it just depends on how the offensive line plays. If it's going to be another hard, you know, too sure about Kentucky's pass rush. I mean, I know they got Matt Elam. I know they got Poop Johnson. You know, that's all I really know. And Jason Hatcher. Yeah. I don't really think it's a big strength of theirs. I mean, it could be. Like I said, I don't know. But
like
I do think Louisville's
going to... My bad, Brian. It just seems like to me that Kentucky's weaknesses are our strengths. More of their weaknesses
right.
are our strengths. and more of our strengths or their weaknesses. And because without a shadow of a doubt, their running game worries me a little bit. Even though we got the 20th ranked defense overall and we only allow 121 a game, I think that also has to do a lot I think that there's been times that Beast Mode's got a, I'm going to read his comment here in a second, but there's been games where it's felt like we've given up a lot on the ground, so that's what it worries me a little bit. But if they had 10 strengths or 10 weaknesses, 9 of them are our strengths and vice versa. Our 10 weaknesses, only 2 of their strengths. So, and as I said, I'm going to go to the Twitter hotline, text line. Beast502 Mode says they also average about 7 yards a carry, I believe, which I was just alluding to the run game. Kentucky just hasn't run the ball like they should, in his opinion. Cards have to tackle and not worry about stripping the ball as much, I assume is what he meant to say. Beast Mode sometimes writes like a 4-year-old child, so I don't know. Because he immediately follows
what he says, though.
Right, I do too. And then he immediately followed that with LMAO at because you said poop. So.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I totally agree with what he says. The defense needs to tackle and wrap up and quit worrying about stripping the ball. I mean, it's just hit some guys. The Pittsburgh game is just, it reminded me of Florida State so much, just where we were down, go for the strip instead of wrapping up. Like, I mean, it's infuriating with the talent on that, on the defensive side of the ball. And then the lack of tackling, like, I just don't understand.
Yeah, but then I agree. But if they play like that the whole season, we don't win the NC State game because they almost scored a touchdown that would have given a different outcome. And Tremaine Washington, I believe it was, stripped him like it's a 5.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but, we got a long, like I said, a long day Saturday. We're going to start it off. Hopefully you'll start it off with the Cardinal Sports Zone show, 9 a.m. on ESPN 939 FM, The Ville. Then we're going to go directly into we're going to leave the show and go home and directly start watching the football game. Then, you know, have a little bit of Thanksgiving dinner and then head out for our next topic. Or we're going to come back home and watch the basketball game. The Cards have the Billikens of St. Louis. Here's some fun facts. And I'm going to let you break down the basketball game, but here's some fun facts. 65% from the free throw line. Get St. Louis to the free throw line. They're horrible from the free throw line. Turn them over. They've turned the ball over 47 times in 4 games. They're averaging 11.75 turnovers per game. The Cards are forcing 15.25 per game. Out-rebounding them should not be a problem. So far, we've out-rebounded our opponents by 85 on the season. 46-37 against Samford, 44-26 against Hartford, 53-22 against North Florida, and then 51-24 against Brooklyn last night. So plus 27, plus 31, plus 18, plus 9. The Cards are averaging 86.75 points per game. They're allowing 49.75 points. I was going to round it up to 87, and I was like, if I do that, then I have to round their opponents up to 50, and I wanted it to seem more impressive. So I left it at 49.75. Their top 3 players, Ash Yakubo, 15.8, and I'm sorry I messed that up, points per game, 8 rebounds, 50% from the field, but 50% from the free throw line. Mike Crawford, 38% 3-point shooter. He's averaging 11 a game. That's their best 3-point shooter. And their most rounded player, Malik Yarbrough, 10 points per game, 7 rebounds, 7.8 rebounds. So there's the long and the short of it against St. Louis. I've got a prediction of 84-69 Cards. When you were looking up the stuff for the game, what caught your eye?
Well, I mean, obviously both teams have played 3 mutual opponents. They've played Hartford, St. Francis, Brooklyn, and North Florida, all wins, although only beat St. Francis Brooklyn by 16 as opposed to, 42 like the Cards did. You know, as far as everything else, you know, we both looked up Ash Jacobo, you know, 15.8 points per game with 8 rebounds and 2 assists, 50% from the field, but poor at the free throw line. It looks like they're you know, I also had a guy written down here, Miles Reynolds, who's a guard that averages 13 points a game, 2 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. I'm guessing this is, I mean, I haven't really watched any St. Louis basketball. I'm just reading the numbers here. It looked like a pretty guard-oriented team.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, that matches up, that bodes well for U of L. I mean, obviously with Damian Lee and Trey Lewis and Quentin Snyder. And also, hopefully, it gives our bigs a chance to shine. I think Onowaku should have a great game. Spalding again. How about Ray Spalding, you know? And fun fact, a Billiken is a charm doll. But I think I'm getting this right. A charm doll that appeared to an art professor in Kansas City, Missouri, in a dream, and got turned into a toy, and supposedly brought good luck. Other than that, I mean, I didn't know for years what a Billiken was, but
it looks like a pelican. Actually, their logo looks like a pelican.
Yeah, it looks like Falcon, yeah. And then, of course, the last meeting between St. Louis and U of L was in the round of 32 back in 2014, which was a 66-51 Louisville victory behind Luke Hancock scoring 21 points and Russ Smith overcoming a poor shooting night but still managed to get the win there. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think Louisville should handle St. Louis pretty well Saturday. Obviously, the first big test is going to be a week from tonight at Michigan State. Number 3 ranked Michigan State. But still early in the season. This would be a good test, though. It's 6-4, 6-2, 6-4 across their backcourt. Should be a good challenge for us, but Card should win.
I hate St. Louis, too. And they were one of my, and I say that in a loving way because they were one of my favorite rivals in conference, whatever, was it Conference USA? Is that where we were together?
Was it one of
the 72 conferences we were in since I was a kid?
Not
sure. I just remember us being ranked number 2 in the country and about to be ranked number 1 on Monday and traveling to St. Louis and having our hearts broken. I want to say that was back in 2002. And I just it was either 02 or 03 because I know where I was working at when that happened because I was watching the game at work, and it just broke my heart. We got a caller calling in. Caller, you are on live with 55. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hey, caller. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Cardinals fan 71. I'm still trying to get this figured out, Jeremy, but. I'm glad I was able to catch the end of the show. Got 25 minutes left. I was listening to Coach Patino talk show earlier, so I'm sorry I'm always a little late to the party. I didn't mean to cut you off with your last caller. I mean, go ahead and keep talking. I'm just trying to listen. I'm just thinking about the Cardinals and the week and everything else. I'm still new to this. I'm sorry if I sound a little nervous. I do get a little nervous when I talk like this.
No, that's okay. That was actually it wasn't a caller. He's my co-host for the evening, Brian. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. You're good.
Still there. I'm not going to let nobody get cut off or anything. What is your favorite? I'm going to ask you that. The question of the night was your favorite Louisville, Kentucky rivalry moment. What was your favorite Louisville, Kentucky rivalry moment?
My favorite Louisville, Kentucky rivalry of the moment was the rainstorm. I was up in Louisville. We were partying with some friends. I went back up there to visit a few friends, and just Stallings coming through with that in that rainstorm. I mean, that was just awesome to me. I just found it awesome. But I love every game. I mean, I'm passionate about every UK Louisville rivalry as there can be, as the way that they are about basketball beating Louisville. I'm the same way in football about us beating them.
Absolutely, and that's a great point because every sport for me. I mean, I've been to more so recently the baseball games. We've hosted Kentucky in some super regional games, and the moment's been like really, really, really just as intense. I know people may not understand that, may not realize that, but we beat them in the super regionals. I want to say that was in 2013, 14.
14, yes, sir. That was 14. That was not this past regional, but year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, because we need them to be able to host Kennesaw State in the Super Regionals in 14 that we won, which was another amazing atmosphere to be in. But it's transitioned into other sports for me. The women's basketball game, I get angry if they beat us. The soccer games, not so much, but they're getting that way. It's just an intense rivalry altogether. Let me ask you the next question, since you were calling in during the basketball segment. And you know what? I might have to call Coach Petrino because I'm tired of him scheduling his show in the middle of my show.
He had Mr. Epps on, Aaron Epps, and he had Devontae Fields. You know, he spoke, then the kids speak, and then he spoke again. I find his show really exhilarating. I love listening to him talk about the past week and the upcoming week. And I love your show, Jeremy. I really do. You guys do a great job. I'm so impressed by you. I do not like the scheduling conflict, so maybe you guys can get that worked out sooner or later.
Well, and the thing about it is that we had the time slot first, and he didn't even start doing his show till I want to say a couple weeks. It was a couple weeks into the season before I realized. Maybe he did it the whole season, but it was a couple weeks into the season before I realized people were telling me. Now, the Louisville Sports Live guys, they're on 93.9. I want to say from 6 to 7, or maybe it's from 5 to 7. I'm not sure about that, but they're on first, so I always try to promote people to listen to them first. And then
absolutely.
And then tune in to me. And then the past 2 months, it's been Bobby. But I won't have to worry about that here. I think here in a few weeks, I'll get my time slot back and not have to worry about it. But back to what I was wanting to ask you, the St. Louis game. What are you? It's an old rivalry for those of us that can remember the St. Louis rivalry. Because that's another thing these days. People don't the vocal people on Twitter. They're like 20 somethings and they don't even remember the Metro Conference and they don't remember Conference USA. Some of them don't even remember Conference USA. So
shaking my head, son. Shaking my head.
That's exactly what I was doing when I said that. I swear to you, if you had a camera on me now, I was shaking my head. What are your thoughts about the St. Louis game? What do you think that we need to do to win? And give us a prediction on that one.
I really do believe that the Cardinals are going to come out strong. They're going to make a statement come Saturday when they play St. Louis. It's just a great time to be Cards to steal a line from R&R, how about the volleyball team today getting a win? I mean, it's Cards all day, every day here, son. You know what I'm saying? And the football team's going to get a win. The men's basketball team, they're going to come out. Indiana lost today, the UNLV. You know, the Cards going to make a statement come St. Louis. I predict we're going to win by about 10 to 12 points, 10, 12, 13 points, and really put ourselves back on the map. Things have been down around Louisville. Things have been down. Morale's been down. But it's time to start boosting that back up. You know, the women are going to play Friday night. The volleyball team's going to play Friday night. The women are going to play again Saturday night. It's Thanksgiving weekend. There's a lot of things to be thankful for, and I'm thankful that I'm a Card and not a Cat.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in again, and you're welcome to call in every week. As soon as you're done with the other show, of course. And thank you so much for adding what you add. Yeah, the volleyball team has been phenomenal. I listed the go to @UofL Volleyball. There, we won almost every award you could win out there. Robbie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your call every time.
One more thing. Hey, start giving these hockey guys some love. These hockey guys, they're looking for some love now. We need to start giving them the same type of love. All fall sports, across the board. These guys, they play late at night. So a lot of times people don't catch their Twitters, their Facebook, their posting and things like that. But I'm just proud to be a Cardinal. So just to let you know that, guys. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. And that's true. The hockey – I've actually talked to the ice hockey guys multiple times about having them – now this was when we first started, just back when it was the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, I talked to the guys about providing me a weekly spot for my 55, you know, the award-winning 55 series that started this whole thing. And I gave myself the award. So, but I digress. I asked them, they're like, yes, we'd love to have some exposure, and then never wrote me back, never sent me a weekly clip, nothing. So if you guys are out there listening, or if Robbie wants to put us in touch, go ahead and do it, and we'll get you on here every week. We don't care. We don't discriminate against any cards whatsoever. So another great show tonight. Brian, do you have anything you want to add, or did we pretty much cover everything for this week?
I think we've pretty much covered all the bases there. I would like to point out, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, the Petrino. He was talking about how he enjoyed every Kentucky and Louisville game. You know, I do agree with that somewhat. You know, I try not to remember the Cragthorpe years, particularly a 2008 game. Did that game even happen? You know, that was just an abomination. But, you know,
I don't think we played Kentucky years. Cragthorpe was there. I think that I don't see that in the records anywhere.
Yeah, I just don't think that happened. I just don't know. But anyways, you know, the strong years when Charlie Strong was here, I was glad U of L won that, you know, those 3 years in a row. But those games just felt like U of L was jogging through them. You know, 2012, I think we could have put 50 up on him, but he pulls the starters in the third quarter. 2013, you know, we beat him by 2 touchdowns in Lexington. But it just still felt like we were just going through the motions. And then you know, and last year now that we've got Petrino back and, you know, they got Stoops over there, it just feels like there's more of an excitement to the game now. And that's something I'm really looking forward to. And just looking forward to Saturday, just hoping the Cards pull it out, you know.
Well, in all fairness,
one point, though, you know.
That was something that was synonymous with Coach Strong's entire staff. It felt like every win we were running in quicksand. You know,
exactly. Exactly.
Senior day, we beat Memphis. Didn't we only beat him by 11 or 12 points? It was something like we should have blown.
It was 24-17. Yeah, and he's like, "Well, Memphis has a great defense, man." And they go and they get smoked by like Connecticut or somebody the next week by like 20 something. It's just
we won a lot of sickening. A lot of games by set. I mean, the Notre Dame game, it felt like a sludge fest. We're going to go back to the phone lines real quick, though. I believe this is Robbie again. Robbie, what's going on, man?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I really am. I did not mean to be a call-in caller.
Hey, just keep on calling.
It seems to be the only way that I can listen to the game if I click on the phone. Not the game. To listen to you guys, if I click on the phone number. It's not letting me listen to you through the website, through the blog site.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Keep talking. Just I'll be quiet.
All right, no problem. All right, cool. So, yeah, it's Coach Strong. It was his entire era. Even though we jumped up as far as respect was concerned a lot. There was just a lot of games that felt like we were just in quicksand. Like I was saying,
right.
Even the Notre Dame game, it just felt like it was. Me and Steve went to that game, and I can remember it felt so methodical, and that's a good word to describe the Charlie Strong
era.
That game, his last game against in the Russell Athletic Bowl, you could probably, if you're a guy like Steve that can remember the stats of games that happened 40 years before he was born, you could probably point out a couple blowouts, but that's the only one that stands out in my mind.
Right. Yeah. I mean, where was that all of Teddy's career? I'm just not entirely sure, but here's the other thing I meant to ask Jeremy. I'm sure you know, listeners want to know. So are you in the agreement that you want Kyle to start this Saturday, but break in the snaps between Kyle and Lamar's, you know, put it into numbers here. You would have Kyle take, you know, about 80% of the snaps, and then Lamar take about 20. You know, kind of like LaFours and Brom. You have Kyle drive the field, then you put in special packages with Lamar and maybe even Reggie that involve, you know, some of the zone read or, you know, the option or him scrambling or doing something, you know, as opposed to Kyle that will more than likely, you know, beat them through the air, which he did last year.
Right.
Are you in agreement with you wanting Kyle to start?
Yeah, that actually, you led me to a revelation. The game plan that we had against Clemson would be what I would do. If you'll remember, we had Kyle throw downfield. Lamar
yes.
came in and ran a couple of packages. Longtime listener Steve Rumbage says he'd have Bolin take 40%, Lamar take 40%, and then and then our caller Robbie take the other 20%. Man, let's just share. I thought it was going to say Reggie. I read that out before I read it, but yeah, I agree though. I'd let Robbie take the other 20% as long as we can, you know, with all that enthusiasm and passion. I'd let him take the rest of the snaps. But guys, thank you for everybody. Thanks for listening, Brian. Thanks for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. You know, you're welcome back anytime. We're gonna go.
Oh
ahead.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Brian. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. We're going to, it's time to pay the bills. We want to thank our sponsors for the Cardinal Sports Zone radio show, which are Doug Budd with Red Edge Realty from homesforsaleinlouisville.net, Saints Pizza and Pub, Western and Southern Life. Those guys make this happen. We're working on a big sponsor that we're hoping to reveal to you in the next couple of weeks and that we think is going to take this thing to the next level. If you guys would like to sponsor the show or know somebody who may be interested in sponsoring the Cardinal Sports Zone radio show on ESPN 93.9 The Ville or Live with 55, tweet, Facebook, or email me at jswoman723@aol.com for more info. Don't forget, for all of your UofL sports needs, go to cardinalsportszone.com. Follow us on Twitter for up-to-the-minute information. We try to keep you informed to the best of our ability on the site. Don't forget also that every Saturday, normally at 10 a.m., this Saturday at 9 a.m., the Cardinal Sports Zone show airs on 93.9 FM, and Live at 55 comes to you every Wednesday night at 7:30. Except for next Wednesday night, we're going to try to come to you, I think, an hour. I think I've decided throughout the show we're going to come an hour earlier. And hopefully, with there only being four teams in action this week in Cardinal Athletics will be pretty short, and we should be able to get off the air before Coach Petrino tries to interrupt my show again. If you've missed an episode of Live with 55, go to blogtalkradio.com/CSZ to listen to all archived episodes. You can also go to iTunes and search for Cardinal Sports Zone and subscribe for automatic download. There's also a Live with 55 tab at cardinalsportszone.com. If you've missed an episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone on 93.9, all episodes are podcasted on SoundCloud immediately following the conclusion of the show. Our producer, Patrick, is on top of it when he's there. There's also a CSZ on 93.9 tab at cardinalsportszone.com. Guys, once again, this has been a great show. We appreciate everybody for listening. Until next time, Card Nation, stay blessed and have a happy holidays. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you later.